Hey, it's Mitch doing the cruise. Jim Morrison, chick magnet, trouble magnet. He's arrested at his own concert in New Haven, Connecticut, after a police officer finds him backstage with a young girl and maces him. It's the first time a famous musician is arrested in the middle of a performance. The whole thing starts when Morrison takes up with an 18-year-old student from Southern Connecticut State College. Looking for some privacy, they end up in the bathroom next to one of the dressing rooms, which is occupied by one of the opening acts, Tommy and the Rivieras. They don't recognize Morrison, and when they ask him to leave, he responds, F you. Band member Tommy Jeanette summons a cop to remove the couple, and the cop doesn't recognize Morrison either. According to Jeanette, this exchange takes place. The cop says, this is your last chance to leave peacefully, Morrison. This is your last chance to eat me. The officer maces Morrison, who is handcuffed, but when the cop realizes who he is, they let him go, telling him he can perform, but would be arrested after the show. Morrison accelerates that process when he takes the stage and launches into a profanity-filled rant about the incident during an interlude on Backdoor Man. Three cops go on stage and arrest him, telling him, you've gone too far. He's charged with breach of peace, resisting arrest, and performing an indecent and immoral exhibition. He pays $7,500 bond on the spot, as he's got the money in his wallet. The mugshot lists the date as December 10th because it was taken after midnight. In The Doors' 1970s song Peace Frog from Morrison Hotel, Jim refers to the incident with the line, blood in the streets in the town of New Haven.